The 2018 Utah legislative session is now into its third week. And as has been the case for several years now, throughout this year's meeting of lawmakers, we will be joined by Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for a Better Utah, for weekly updates. He joins us again now. And Chase, good morning and welcome.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
You know, I want to start with the news of lawmakers trying to find an antidote to these pesky citizen initiatives, Chase. These are several ballot initiatives that are making some headway in Utah. One on medical marijuana, one on education funding. There's also one on Medicaid expansion. These will get on the ballot if they get enough signatures, and that kind of cuts lawmakers out of the lawmaking process. And by the looks of it, they're not very happy about that, are they, Chase?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's that they're not happy about it. They are feeling like these ballot initiatives could get out of hand for various reasons. Either they're making bad policy, they're poorly written. And so we're seeing a series of bills that would preempt the ballot initiatives and the subjects. Like you said, there's one on medical marijuana. We've seen this coming up in the legislature for the past few years now, but it seems like it's actually gaining some traction. Representative Dawes' bill, HB 195 and 197, they would bring medical marijuana to the state, but unlike the ballot initiative, which would open it up to treatment for a large variety of people who are suffering illnesses, this would only be for terminal illnesses, and it would also be a state-run marijuana business. And so there wouldn't be licenses going out to other businesses. You wouldn't have the wide variety of products. It would only be the state growing it and selling it.
Kind of a right to try, but almost a terminal illness, end-of-life right to try.
Yes, exactly.
Am I right, Chase, that this also would require the federal government to declassify marijuana as a certain kind of drug?
See, this is another one that we just heard come up at the end of last week. It would basically copy the medical marijuana statute word for word and then add in another clause that says this doesn't go into effect until the federal government reclassifies marijuana from Schedule 1 down to Schedule 4.
Okay.
And we have no idea when that would happen, and so it would be a long time before we saw medical marijuana.
Okay, so Chase, a question that I have is, would that let's say that both of these happen. I mean, let's say that both the bills go forward and then the initiative process goes forward. Could the initiative process undo the bills?
I'm sure we would see lawsuits or other efforts to try and figure out what exactly would happen if both of them passed here in the legislature and in the initiative process. Right now, legislative leaders are saying that their version would be controlling because technically they wouldn't be in conflict. And so it would be just that one clause would also be added saying it won't go into effect.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. In addition to the medical marijuana end around for lawmakers, there's also one having to do with education funding. The Our Schools Now initiative wants to raise taxes to increase education funding in the state by something like $715 million. Lawmakers are working on a kind of compromise, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's a compromise. Representative Schultz came out with a proposal last week that basically says that the legislature can raise this much money too. It would change around the sales taxes and how much is going into different pots in order to raise $700 million. So there's a little bit of money. Our schools now say they can get $750 million. The thing is with this proposal, it only goes into effect if Our Schools Now passes their ballot initiative. There's a clause in there that says this bill doesn't go into effect unless the income and sales tax are raised by 0.45. And so then it would lower those taxes back down again. So it's directly trying to undermine the Our Schools Now ballot initiative.
I mean, okay, let's say that the Our Schools Now initiative doesn't pass. This money that Representative Schultz is promising for education, would that still go forward?
I'm not positive, but the way that the bill reads, it looks like legislators would have to come back next year and figure out how to raise that money. It seems like it just basically would undo it if Our Schools Now passes.
And Schultz is also apparently in discussions with Our School Now. Is that correct?
Yes, they're trying to find a compromise. So this is going back to sort of what happened with Count My Vote and SB 54, the compromise that they had when the ballot initiative was going forward with them. They're trying to do the same thing right now and compromise on our school funding.
Okay. Well, speaking just while we're here, speaking of Count My Vote, there is new measure that's been unveiled to the legislature that would kind of undo that as well. Explain this.
Yeah, so Count My Vote was a ballot initiative that was a few years ago and is coming back this year. And so this bill, HB 68, from Representative Justin Fossen, would undo Count My Vote. For a quick recap, Count My Vote was a ballot initiative seeking to bring the signature gathering route to candidates in elections. Legislators brought SB 54 as a compromise, which allowed candidates to use either the caucus convention system or the signature gathering route. This bill would, instead of allowing candidates to choose, would make it so that the parties decide. So the state Democrats, they could go and say, we only want to do the caucus convention system. And then all candidates for their party's nomination would have to go through the caucus convention system. Rather than allowing the candidates to choose, oh, no, I want to do the signature gathering route instead.
Hmm. So, I mean, it would just revert to caucus convention system if this bill passes and a party chooses that route.
Yes. I mean, you could say that the state GOP, that they're going to say, oh, we only want to do the signature gathering route. And so all of their candidates would have to go and gather signatures. So it just gives less choice for candidates and for the people who are supporting them.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Chase, we're low on time, and so I want to just kind of focus our attention here on one further effort to, I guess you could say, undermine ballot initiatives. There's a ballot initiative to make the state of Utah accept Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. There's also now a bill by Representative Spendlove that will maybe take the legs out from under that bill. Tell us about this, Chase.
Medicaid expansion, another bill that we've been trying to pass through the legislature for the past few years, because the ballot initiative is coming and it would fully expand Medicaid, it would raise taxes to do so. Representative Spendlove has a proposal that hasn't been released yet, so we don't know the exact details. But as of right now, it would expand Medicaid up to 100% of the federal poverty level, so not the 138% that is full Medicaid expansion.
Right.
And it would also include work requirements. And so it's not a full Medicaid expansion as we know it, and we've been trying to pass in the state, but he is proposing to expand it most of the way with some extra requirements.
So a certain level of Medicaid expansion and having a work requirement, meaning if you are going to get these benefits, you have to be essentially employed. When will that bill be unveiled? Do we know, Chase?
We don't know. He's still working with people trying to put together the last details. We also hear there's going to be spending caps, so they'd only be able to go up to a certain amount of spending from the state. So we're still hearing details as they're coming out, but we'll look for a bill.
Chase Thomas, thanks for keeping us updated on what's happening up on the Hill, and see you next week.
Thank you.
Tune in Monday mornings during the 2018 legislative session for our Better Utah legislative updates. I'm Roger McDonough with KCPW.